Frank, let's get to the training. This is going to be exciting. I want to hear it. I think it's going to be one of the most beneficial trainings we have ever had.
Well, and the gentleman doing it, Mr. Scott Chapin, I mean, is just dynamic.
We are so blessed to have him as one of our Millionaire Club members on the team, ring earner on the team. He is he's the California group trainer, one of the two for the big state of California. He's the vice president of group sales.
Yeah.
He's won all kinds of awards for the number of memberships that he's written up.
But more than that, he really knows us. He knows the industry.
He sure does.
He does, and he's a nice guy, and he's got a nice family.
And he is one of the role models. In fact, you can ask almost any leader in the company. Scott Chapin is considered a true role model for successfully building a great team.
Two businesses.
And having a great group marketing business. So we're really proud to have him on the call tonight, proud to have him as a part of our organization.
We normally don't blow his head up this much, but we do like him. We try to keep him in place.
He deserves it.
Mr. Chapin, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I am. Can you hear me there okay?
Yeah, your head looks like it's about 4 miles wide already. So.
Well, I want to thank you for that. That's absolutely felt good to hear, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate you very much, and I appreciate everybody on the line with the Performance family. And I'm excited about tonight's topic. This has been something that I've lived, and I've taught to other people how to do what I'm going to tell you to do tonight. And they've had the same success I have, so it's not dependent on any one person. It's not dependent on a personality or anything like that. What it's dependent on is following some basic rules. And this, I'm going to talk about how to work with networking groups, but it's going to bleed over into every aspect of your life, every aspect of your legal shield life, and maybe even into some other areas as well. And it goes perfectly with our book for next month, Skill with People, because that's really what it comes down to is having skill with people. And what I want to talk about is the networking groups. And some of you might not know what I'm talking about with networking groups, but it's like BNI, Business Network International, or LATIP, or your Chamber of Commerce probably has networking groups. And what this is, it's a group of people to get together. Most of them get together weekly, either in the morning or for lunch. Some are in the afternoon, very few. But it's a group that get together weekly, and it's usually people who represent their company. Usually small businesses, and only one person per profession is allowed in any one group. So there might be one legal shield associate, there might be one heating and air guy, there might be one massage therapist, all the different things, right? And they get together weekly, and the idea is that they educate each other about their businesses, and then they develop this team of salespeople that goes out and gets referrals for them. And the concept is absolutely fantastic. And if you're a massage therapist, it works like you would not believe. In fact, I've been involved with different networking groups for 6 years, on and off throughout the period for 6 years. I was a member of BNI, and I was a member of the Chamber of Commerce, an offshoot networking group of the Chamber of Commerce, and I was a member of another independent networking group for a little while, but 6 years total throughout that time. So that's like about 72 months. And keep in mind that 72 months, because we're going to come back to that in just a little bit. And when I first started with these networking groups, I thought it sounded like such a great idea. You get together with a bunch of other people, and you look out and provide referrals for them. If you find somebody that needs, their air conditioning broke, you say, hey, could I refer you to my heating and air guy? And you provide a referral to the heating and air guy, and he calls them up, and he gets the business. And that's how everybody builds their business. It really is a great idea. So when I first heard of this, I got excited about it, and I jumped in with 2 feet. And I was the legal shield guy in the group, and I was excited about it because I'm going to be getting lots of referrals, right? But what happened for me is the same thing that happens for so many other legal shield associates who've joined networking groups. And I've talked to probably hundreds of people over the years who've joined networking groups, and it hasn't worked at all. And I had the same experience. When I joined the networking group, you usually get about 60 seconds each week to stand up and educate the group about your business and how and why they should give you referrals. And, of course, everybody else does the same thing, so you get to know their business real well. And I jumped in, and, I was educating people about our membership, and I was explaining all the reasons somebody would like to have our membership and explaining who we are and what we do and our background and financial stability and everything else. I was educating my group about Legal Shield, thinking that that's what was going to get me referrals. And, after a while, I started to get really discouraged because I wasn't getting any referrals to individual people. I wasn't getting any referrals to small businesses. I wasn't getting any referrals to groups. And you know what? Even the people in my own networking group, who I supposedly educated, not even they were signing up for a membership. In fact, they all got to where they felt like they were kind of avoiding me. And it got a little bit frustrating. I thought, why am I paying the money to be a part of this group? Why am I getting up early to go to these morning meetings? You know, they usually start at 7 a.m. So you got to get there pretty early, get up pretty early. And what I realized, you know, when I stood back for a minute and thought about what's happening here and talked to some other people that were having the same experiences, what I realized was by trying to educate that group, I was alienating that group, because they all felt like I was coming after them all the time. So they were tuning me out. You know, they were, when I'd stand up to do my part, they were crossing their arms. They weren't going to get sold anything by this legal sales guy, right? So they weren't listening to me. So I started to change my tact on what I did in those networking groups, and it made all the difference in the world. I mean, all the difference in the world. See, what I did is I stood back and I realized why I'm actually in that group. You know, I first started, I was thinking, hey, I'll get referrals, I'll get sales and everything, it'll be great. But you know what? The lifeblood and the backbone of our business is building a big, strong, successful team. In other words, it's recruiting people, right? And recruiting them in such a way that it's duplicatable, that they'll go out and they'll do the very same thing. So when I stood back and looked at it that way, okay, why am I here to begin with? Well, the real bottom line, yes, I want sales, yes, I want referrals, but the real bottom line is I want to build a big team. So I started thinking about what would help me build a big team. And what does help is getting to sit down with business owners and explain our service and explain our business so that they themselves would want to be an associate. Now, there's a problem there, because these networking groups, BNI, LaTip, all the different ones, they have a steadfast rule that if you're in network marketing, you're not allowed to recruit. That's one of the things they tell you. When you join the networking group, they tell you, you're not allowed to recruit here. You know, this is for sales of your services. This is not for recruiting. So you're stuck. You know, most people join the networking group thinking they're not allowed to recruit. They're just here to sell and get referrals. But I realized my real goal here was to recruit. So if I'm going to do that when it's not within the rules, how am I going to do that, number one, without breaking the rules, and number two, in an effective way? Well, I realized in the beginning, and it wasn't just me who realized it. I had a lot of conversations with other people who've had similar experiences. I realized that if I got the people to like me, they might listen to me a little bit more. And what's the if you're in a referral group, what's the number one way to get people to like you? Well, you start providing referrals to them. You start helping them build their business, and all of a sudden, they're going to like you. The more you help them, the more they're going to like you. There's no question about that. So I became the number one referral giver in the group. And in all the groups I've been in fact, I've been either number one or number two, number three at the very outside, referral giver in the group ever since I realized how this works. And I tell you what, when you start giving out more referrals than everybody else, all of a sudden everybody loves you. And pretty soon they're going to ask you to be vice president of the group, because you're the best referral giver in the group. You're the best business builder in the group for their businesses. And pretty soon they're going to ask you to be president. And so I was vice president, I was president. You know, there's an upside to being vice president and president too. Usually when you serve in an office like that, I've also been secretary. Usually when you serve in an office like that, your dues get waived for that period that you're the vice president, president, secretary, whatever it might be. So I did a little tiny bit of extra work by being the president or vice president or secretary, but my dues got waived, so I saved, like, you know, anywhere from $300 to $500 per year just by doing a little bit extra. And by doing a little bit extra and becoming a servant within the group, all of a sudden people really started to open up to me. Now, they didn't give me any referrals, and they didn't give me any group referrals, but they started to really open up to me, and we started becoming friends more, which was a whole lot nicer atmosphere to go into. And it was all because I was trying to support them in their business. You know, I probably gave more referrals to the massage therapist, the air conditioning guy, the auto mechanic, you know, that comes to your house, that kind of thing. I gave more referrals to everybody than pretty much anybody else, because I kept it top of mind. I had a little note in my car, referrals. It just reminded me, keep an eye out to help build my team, you know, my BNI team, I called them, my BNI group's business, or my chamber networking group's business. Keep an eye out. What kind of referrals can I provide for them? But along with having them like me, which is a key part of it, you know, being a good servant to the group, And saving some money along the way. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, just like the richest man in Babylon, if you don't spend it, you get to keep it, right? And it gets to go to your family. And I firmly believe that. I read that book, The Richest Man in Babylon, probably, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago maybe, and I've lived a lot of those principles since then. Tried to live them all as best I could. But so you not only get people to like you, but you get people to, and you save some money, but you get people to trust you a little bit. And that's where the real key comes in. See, my goal was to recruit people. Yes, I realized I wasn't probably going to get referrals. Why wasn't I getting referrals? Well, even when they liked me, they still wouldn't refer me because people's legal issues are so private. You know, when they did hear of a friend who maybe is going to go through a divorce, or they did hear of a friend who got a speeding ticket, they wouldn't refer them to me because they didn't want the friend to think that they were talking about them behind their back. So that's understandable, right? Legal issues are pretty private. And if you tell your friend that you're having a legal issue, you don't want them to go blabbing around to everybody else. And so people wouldn't refer me. It's just like the most frustrating thing ever. Even when they liked me and even when I was a good referral giver, they wouldn't refer me. But what I found out was that they liked me and they trusted me a little bit, so they'd sit down with me. And that's where the real key comes in, is if you can get one-on-one sit-downs with each of the people in your group, not only can you understand their business, you see, it's all about them. It's always all about them. And the book that we're going to read next month, the Skill with People book, it demonstrates very clearly, you know, it's all about them. If you want to have skill with people, make it all about the people, not about yourself, and then you'll get everything coming your way. So I realized if I made it all about them and I set up one-on-one appointments to understand their business better, that eventually they were going to ask me about my business as well. But this takes patience, and it took me a while to learn this, you know, because I kept wanting to jump in. Frank used to call me a bull in a china shop, man. I just want to jump in and go, right? Because I was in sales before, man. You got to close, right? Well, you're going to have to learn some patience to be effective in networking groups. And here's how it works. You know, you sit down with somebody. Let's say I sit down with the guy who owns the heating and air company, and I say, hey, tell me all about your business. And tell me all about the kind of customers you want. Tell me the perfect scenario. Give me the insight so that I can refer your business most effectively. And I always let them go first, of course. And even if they said, so I want to hear about Legal Shield, they say, no, tell me about your business. I want to know how to effectively help you build your business. So it's all about them. And, you know, usually these one-on-one meetings that you set with the different members of your group, let's say you got 30 people in your networking group, well, that's 30 weeks worth of sit-downs, you know, unless you do 2-3 a week, that kind of thing, which certainly I've done lots of times. You know, at minimum, that would be 10 weeks, right, if you're doing 3 of them a week. So I sit down with people, they're usually about an hour long, and I spend the entire time, a lot of times, talking about their business. I just keep asking them, how'd you get into this? What makes you unique? Why are you better than others? How does your price compare to others? In what way can I look for people for you? What's your ideal customer like? Give me a picture of your ideal customer. It's all about them. And then eventually, and it might be 45 or 55 minutes into the hour, they're going to eventually kind of run out of steam, and they're going to say, so tell me a little bit about Legal Shield. Now, here's where the patience part comes in, you know, because we got to live by our saying, nobody gets to know anything until they get to know everything. So if you've only got 10 minutes left in your hour, you got to be patient and you got to say something like, hey, you know what? It takes about 15 or 20 minutes to show it to you properly. We don't have enough time right now because I've scheduled something after this, and I'm sure you have. I've appreciated learning about your business. What do you say we set another time to get together and I can show you Legal Shield because I want to make sure you see it right? Man, that takes some patience because you could have jumped in there and tried to do a quick 10-minute presentation and see if you could get them, right? No, you got to have patience. You got to set the time to be able to get together with them where you can show them the whole deal. Nobody gets to know anything until they get to know everything, because if you only tell them a little bit, they're going to make a decision based on a little bit. And ours is a kind of service where people are going to say no if they're making a decision based on just a little bit. It's like asking somebody, hey, do you want a cheap lawyer? No, nobody wants a cheap lawyer, but when they understand how they can have a top quality attorney to provide all these different services for a very, very inexpensive and affordable price, of course they want it. But that takes about 15 or 20 minutes, so you got to be patient. So you meet with the people, and now if you did have, let's say 30, you know, 20, 25 minutes, 15, 25 minutes, something like that. Then what you do is you say, hey, I'm glad to tell you about it, and I'm glad you asked me about it. How about if I go through this little flip chart we have right here and show you how it works? Now, this is the same service that we provide to individuals, and it's the same service that we provide to employees of companies. And we're going to come back to employees of companies in a minute, just like we're going to come back to 72 months in a minute that I've been involved with networking groups. So you pull out the flip chart, and you literally read the flip chart to them. You cannot be a great presenter. If you're a great presenter, it's gonna kill your business. You just read it to them. Read it upside down if you have to, or scoot over next to them, even better, and say, hey, I'm kind of new at this. Even if you've been here 5 years, you can still say, I'm kind of new at this. Or you can say, I don't read upside down very good. Let me scoot over here by you. And you read them the flip chart. And at the end of the membership part of the flip chart, you simply turn to them and say, hey, you know, I appreciate you letting me show this to you. Would our service make sense for you? And you know what they say most of the time? Yeah, I had no idea did all this, and it's so affordable. Everybody should have this service. How do I sign up? And I say, well, I've got the form right here. Let's go ahead and get you signed up. And I get them signed up. You know what else they say? Sometimes they say things like, wow, I had no idea did all this. I think I'd like to be a member. I want to go talk to my spouse or something. Again, you got to have some patience right here because you can't push them. If you push them, not only are they going to back away from you, but they're going to warn other people in the networking group that you're a pusher. And they're all going to get defensive of you again, just like if you didn't know what you were doing. So you got to say things like, hey, I understand, you know, I'm going to see you next Monday anyway for our networking group. Why don't you take home this DVD that shows you the entire membership. You and your spouse can sit down and watch it together. Or you can say, why don't you take my business card? On here is a website. I'm going to write a special website on here that shows you our entire membership. And you can use something like greatlegalplan.com. And you tell the person, hey, take this home. Watch it with your spouse. And then we'll talk further on Monday. You've got to be patient. If you did a good exposure reading the flip chart. Now, here's why you read the flip chart. Because remember, your whole goal here is recruiting, and you want to be duplicatable. You want to show how a brand new person could go out and do what you just did. Because remember, the rules of network marketing are that when you're presenting to somebody, they're thinking to themselves, can I do this? Would I want to do this? And do I have the time to do this? Well, if you simply read them this flip chart, it takes about 15 minutes. Maybe you tell one, maybe two stories of how you personally use the service. And keep them really generic stories, right, that everybody can relate to. But you're talking about 15, 20 minutes at the most. Not only are they thinking, wow, Scott reads really well, you know, all he did was read this stupid flip chart, but they're also thinking, man, this service makes total sense. I could definitely see us having this. And then when you give them the website to take home and them and their spouse can look at it, they actually look at the website because they've already had a good exposure first. They're interested enough to look at the website, and they come back on Monday, and they say, hey, sign me up. I talked to my wife. We watched the website. Makes total sense. Now, remember, your whole goal here was recruiting, right? So you just sold membership. Great. Well, it is great because you sold a membership in the right way. Not only did they buy it for their own value, but you showed it to them in the right way that showed, yes, they could do this. Yes, they want to do this, and yes, they have time to do this. So then the most natural thing in the world, you know, if they signed up for the membership right there at that initial first meeting or at the next Monday when you get together or a month later, you got to be patient now. Whenever they sign up for the membership, that's when you say, by the way, there was two more pages to the flip chart that showed you how the business side of what we do works because I just made $100. Or I just made $138, or I just made $172, or $203, or $258, or $252, whatever your number is. Tell the truth. You just say, hey, I just made $100 by signing you up. You know what's in their head, if you did it correctly? What's in their head is, oh, my God, he read me a flip chart. I could do that. I would want to do that. I have the time to do that, and he made $100 for it. This beats being a heat and an air guy working up on top of a hot roof in the summertime trying to fix somebody's air conditioning, or working on a heater in the middle of the winter when it's freezing, or the massage therapist person thinks, man, I got to give two massages to make $100, and he read a stupid flip chart for 15 minutes. Where the mobile mechanic says to himself, man, I got to drive all over the city burning up gas everywhere at $5 a gallon, and half of the jobs I do because of the parts and everything else, I don't make $100 on each job. And this guy sat down at Starbucks and read me a flip chart for 15 minutes, and he didn't get sweaty or anything. I could do that. I've got the time to do that. I want to do that. And so what happens is they say yes. You know, you say, hey, by the way, there was a couple of more pages to our flip chart that shows you how the business side of what we do works. I just made $138 for signing you up. Would you like to see it? And you say it like that. Would you like to see it? And about 70% of the time, they'll say, yeah, sure, I'll take a look. And inside, they might be thinking, dang right, I want to see it. But outside, they say, yeah, sure, I'll take a look. And you go through our compensation plan. And you show them both the group marketing side, coming back to that in a minute, and you show them the individual side of how they move up through our group marketing plan. And you say things like, you know, I primarily concentrate on employee groups, but working with an individual like yourself certainly does pay well. And if you build a team of individuals like yourself, you can earn huge overrides, and eventually you can set yourself free, just like so-and-so did. And you talk about your upline. Your upline executive director, your upline millionaire club member, might have, whoever it might be. And at the end of the compensation plan, they're probably being real quiet, right? They're probably not asking many questions, but inside their head, they're going, oh my God, this makes total sense. I love this. And then you come down to the end of the compensation plan, and you say something like this. You say, hey, thanks for letting me show you how our business works. I don't know if you're interested in making extra money, or maybe you know somebody who is, but hey, you want to work together? And about half the time they'll say, yeah, this is awesome, man. This beats getting sweaty working on a car. This beats giving a massage for 2 hours to make the same amount of money. I want to do this with you. You say, great, could you do what I just did? And they look at you like you're a moron, and they say, well, of course I could read a flip chart. And you say, great, because that's how we do it. Do you want to get started? And they say, yes. And you pull out the associate agreement, and you sign them up. Now, by doing this, not only have you gotten a new member, not only have you gotten a new associate, but you've also trained the new associate how to be successful. You didn't pressure anybody. You were patient. You used a third-party marketing tool. You were easy on them. And you let it be their entire decision. It was all about them from the beginning, and they become an associate on your team. But you got to say one more thing. You got to say, hey, by the way, since we're in the networking group, and, you know, we're not really supposed to be recruiting in the networking group, I hope you don't feel like I was recruiting you. And they say, no, of course not. And this just totally makes sense. You say, great, let's keep this quiet within the networking group. Let's not have you recruiting anybody else within the networking group or anything like that, because I'm going to help you build a business outside of the networking group. And they say, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. And then you add this last part. Because I still want to help you build your heating and air business also. I want to help you build both of your businesses, and I'm going to continue to give you referrals for your heating and air business too. So let's keep the networking group what it's supposed to be about, and you and I on the side can build a Legal Shield business together. And it works. You remember I said I've been in networking groups in and out for about 6 years? That's about 72 months. Guess how many people I've recruited in networking groups. I counted it up today before the call. Over the years, I've recruited 76 people from networking groups, 76 direct people who were actually in my own networking group or were guests that came to our networking group, 76 people. So that's about one person a month that I've recruited just by being a part of the networking group. I've also probably sold about twice that many memberships, because only about half the people that I sit down with become an associate. You know, about half the people that buy a membership become an associate. So I've probably done 150 memberships. That's like $1,500 to, let's say, $3,500 worth of business. I've spent probably, I don't know, a couple $1,000s on the networking group. Nah, probably not that much, because I look for ways to become important to the group, and I look for ways to move into a leadership position so that my dues get paid for and I don't have to pay them. So not only have I made a profit on the memberships alone from the networking group, but I've recruited 70-plus people, 76 people in the past 72, you know, in the 72 months that I was involved. Now, here's what really comes of that. one of the people, just one of the people I recruited in my very first networking group when I moved here to California. Her name was Solange Sheppy. Many of you have met her. She is involved with our company for a long, long time. She's been traveling the world for the past few years. But she recruited a person named Tamara, who recruited a person named Eddie, who recruited a person named Michelle Peters. And you probably know that name because she's one of the executive directors on our team. Michelle Peters recruited another person named Lois Throkeld. Her and her partner, Amy Yoshimitsu, have become executive directors on our team. Within that same team is Kevin Pate, who became an executive director on our team. There's now over 1,200 associates from that one recruit that came out of the networking group just because I had learned over time how to work the networking groups effectively. Now, there's the last part. Remember I said we'd come back to group? Well, that's what you've got to say you do in the networking group. You remember how if you start trying to educate people about our services, they feel like you're coming after them, because they're all small business owners, and they feel like you're coming after them, individuals and, you know, and small business owners. So what you do in your networking group, when you stand up to give your 60-second commercial about your business, is you talk only about group marketing. Now, obviously, you need to have gone to group school for this to work, because you have to have at least an idea what you're talking about. But you talk only about group marketing. You stand up and say, I'm with Legal Shield, and we provide our service, legal and identity theft services, as an employee benefit at companies. We help reduce absenteeism. We help reduce stress on the employees. We help increase productivity, and there's no cost and there's no risk to the employer. A good referral for me would be a company, a business owner, or somebody who makes decisions for a company that has 10 or 20 or more employees right here local or even within an hour's drive. If you or somebody in your family or somebody you work with in your job or somebody at church or somebody you used to serve in the military with or any other area that you might know them, if you know somebody who owns a business or makes decisions for a business that has 10 or 20 or more employees, that's the perfect referral for me. So that's your 60-second commercial. You're always talking about group marketing. Now, the reason you do that is because in your networking group, there's no business owners that have more than 10 or 20 employees. They're all small business owners. That's why they're in the networking group. So because you're concentrating on something other than them, they don't feel like you're coming after them. They uncross their arms. They relax. They become more friendly to you. They start to learn to trust you a little bit. They appreciate all the referrals. Remember, it's always got to be all about them. What makes them feel comfortable? How do you help them build their business by getting more referrals? When you get together with them, it's all about their business and how you can help them build their business. When they finally do ask about your business, you got to be patient. You got to wait until you have a full 15 or 20 minutes to go through the flip chart so that you can train them. Remember, you're training associates. You're not just recruiting. You're training associates. You've got to be able to go through it in such a way that you train them how they can be successful also. Remember the three rules of network marketing. Can I do this? Would I want to do this? And do I have time to do this? You've got to be patient until you can show them how they can meet all three of those criteria the right way. Now, when you do this, you know, in the group, publicly, you're all about group marketing because that takes the pressure off everybody in the group. But your goal is to get one-on-one appointments so you can learn how to better their business. It's all about them. Eventually, they'll ask about your business. You show them the flip chart, which is duplicatable. At the end, when they sign up for a membership, and only if they sign up for a membership, do you bring up the business opportunity in such a way that they can relate to. Hey, there's two more pages to the flip chart. It only takes another 10 minutes to show you how the business side of our company works. You may or may not be interested. Would you like to see it? Because I just made $138 for signing you up. And most of them are going to say yes. And you say, great, let me show you. And you go through the compensation plan. And you show the group marketing side just as much as you show the individual side. Remember, because in that group, publicly, you're the group marketing person, so you got to show both sides of how they could move up to our compensation plan. And then at the end, you simply ask them, hey, I don't know if you're interested in making extra money, or maybe you know somebody that is, would you like to work together? If they say yes, you say, great, let's get you started. If they say no, you say, great, thanks for allowing me to show you my business so that you can refer people to me. And by the way, if you know anybody who's interested in making extra income, like I just did, you know, making $138 for 20 minutes, please, please give me their name and number. That's just as good a referral to me as if you referred me to a group of employees. That strategy has worked so well, not just for me, but for hundreds of people all across the country. Because I've shared this story with so many people over the years. Once I figured it out, man, I wanted to tell everybody. I wanted to tell everybody in Legal Shield how they could get the same results, and they have gotten the same results. It works absolutely awesome. Now, the benefit to you, or the call to action to you, rather, is find a networking group. You know, some of them are free. They're just kind of like these independent groups that pop up all over the place. Call your Chamber of Commerce. Ask if they have a networking group. Look online for networking groups in your area. Look for LATIF. Look for BNI. Look for all the different networking groups that might be out there. Go visit a bunch of them. Hey, at the very least, you're going to meet some new friends, and you're going to get some business cards, and you're going to be able to call them up and say, hey, you know, even if you're not a part of the group, you get to call them up and say, hey, I visited your group the other day, and you may or may not be interested in what we do, but I'd love to get together and learn a little bit more about your business. And if we have time, I'll show you my business too. So even if they're not in your group, if they're just visitors, you can go get them, right? But get them in the right way, in a very positive way, where everybody feels great about it. And then, of course, you warn your new people, let's, you know, keep this out of our networking group, because we don't want to mess things up here, and I want to help you build your existing business as well. So with that, if you'll do it, it works. It takes patience, but it absolutely works. And I would wish that for you. I would wish that for every single person on the line tonight, that you would join a networking group, that you would work with it in the correct way, that it would help you build your Legal Shield business so that you can accomplish all your goals, whether it be money freedom, time freedom, the freedom to give more at your church or support a charity or any other goal that you have in mind. You can certainly accomplish that sooner, easier, better, more effectively, by working with networking groups.